A measure that would shield users of medical marijuana from criminal prosecution is advancing in the state legislature. The House Criminal Justice Committee set aside opposition from law enforcement, doctors, and Governor Bill Haslam's administration today, and overwhelmingly approved a measure that both sides see as a step towards legalizing medical cannabis. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The vote came after members heard from patients like Andrea Hauser of Lawrenceburg. She's suffered from epileptic seizures for decades, but she told legislators she found relief for about 5 years by using marijuana illegally. Her story seemed to make an impression on Sevierville Republican Andrew Farmer.
Were you on any other medications at all at that point in time
when
you stopped? So you're telling me, in front of this committee, telling the truth, truthfully,
yes.
Not under oath technically, but that your seizures stopped for 5 years?
Completely.
And then once you went back to traditional prescriptions, that they came back?
Yes.
The measure now needs to get through the House Health Committee. Lawmakers on that panel will have at least two options to choose from. They could go forward with this plan, which keeps medical marijuana users from being jailed, but still forces them to go out of state to buy it. Or they could choose an alternative proposal that would allow a handful of companies to grow, distribute, and sell cannabis oil in Tennessee under tight regulations. Hauser says either idea would be helpful to her. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.